This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that wonders where its $180 is. Today is September 30th, and Amber and I just got back from attending our very first ever implosion. It was the 615 Peachtree Wachovia building, and now it doesn't exist.
It went up in a ball of smoke and dust.
Yes, it did indeed.
Or went down, I should say.
Yeah, it went down in a ball of smoke and dust. So what you're about to hear is sort of our blow-by-blow account of the whole thing. We got to the Krispy Kreme on Ponce at about 7-ish in the morning and met our friend Joe Winter and a few of his cohorts. And then we walked up there after some coffee and donuts. One correction to add is at some point during the podcast, we say the building was built in 1958 when it was actually built in 1959. But that's it. So enjoy. So this is Rusty and Amber, and we're here with Joe Winter and
Tim
and James.
And we're standing here at the Krispy Kreme on Ponce, and so I'd like to get some pre-implosion impressions. So let's start with Kim.
Wait, what? Wait, start with Joe.
Let's start with Joe then.
Oh, okay. I'm really excited about it. I've never seen an implosion before, so this is my first time. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, whether this was going to happen this morning. I went on to the Atlanta government website this morning to make sure that this was the time that the streets were closed for the implosion. And it is.
The streets are closed.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want cars driving.
No,
by
you. I mean, I just got
building falling down.
It's my first implosion too.
And you would think MARTA would know about that, you know?
Yeah, you would think so.
So yeah. Okay. Anyway, James.
My name is James, and this is my first implosion. I walked 2.5 hours to get up here. I'm very excited. I almost bought a pair of socks from a homeless man earlier tonight because my socks are destroyed. My feet are blistered, and I'm excited, and I love life.
Very good. Have you ever been to an implosion before?
Nah, this is my first implosion as well.
So we are all implosion virgins,
yes.
Apparently.
Not for much longer, though.
We're about to have our implosion cherry pop, so.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
All right.
We're now walking down Ponce, heading to the site of the implosion.
Now that we've gotten our donuts
and coffee. And we thought we'd just talk about
the history of this building.
It's the Wachovia building on the corner of Peachtree and North Avenue. It was built, I believe, in 1958, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's that sort of modernist 50s architecture.
Yeah, I think it was 1958 because you linked to...
Yeah, it's one of the best examples, and we'll double check that and, you know, correct it in the post if we're wrong, but it's early.
Yes.
Oh yeah, getting back to the architecture of the building. It's this modernist architecture that there's very few examples of remaining in the city.
Certainly not in Midtown.
Yeah, certainly not in Midtown. And most of the people, I'm in the minority in liking that building. Most people think it's sort of an eyesore.
And I'll tell you, it took me a while to appreciate it because when I first moved to Atlanta and saw it, I thought it was kind of an eyesore too. But then the more I looked at it and thought about it, you know, and realized how unique it was in terms of architecture, I began to appreciate it more. And I've actually been inside that building.
Yeah.
I had to go there for a drug test for a job that I no longer have. Not because I failed the drug test, but anyway.
Yeah.
It's very cool on the inside. It has that lettering everywhere that, you know, it's kind of tall and thin letters. You know the kind, like... You know,
yeah.
Very 50s and 60s. And
well, the whole interior, it's very ornate. It's something that sort of surprised me about it when I went inside the first time because there's just all this little detail and all these patterns everywhere.
And or at least there were before they ripped them all out.
Yeah, because now it has no interior.
Yeah, they ripped everything out in preparation for the implosion, which
we're heading up to
approaching.
To the spot now where the roads are blocked off. They've blocked it off at Piedmont. And so we're almost there. And what else was I going to say about this building? Oh, they're apparently building condos there with mixed use on the bottom.
Yeah, and they're actually going to pattern some of it after the design of the Fox Theater building, which is just down the road.
Which, you know, that's fine. That's cool. I mean, there are much worse things they could be doing, but I just get sort of, you know, a little nostalgic or, you know, it's a little pang whenever older, unique buildings like this go.
Amber and I apparently are in the minority in getting pangs for this building, though.
I just think it would have been cool if they could have found a way to, you know, keep it and renovate it, or at least keep parts and, you know, incorporate some of the structural elements, but guess not. Too late for that, because it's about to go down.
All right, well, we'll cut the recorder back on here when we get real close to the implosion. Okay, so Amber and I are standing at the corner of Juniper and Ponce.
It's now 7:45 a.m. There's 15 minutes until demolition time. There's about, I don't know, like 50 people standing out here on the street, and a bunch of people are hanging out on their balconies of the building.
Just across
the street.
On Ponce here.
And I've taken some photos.
Even some of the firefighters are standing up there. We tried to get a firefighter or two to talk to us.
They were all gun shy.
They were a little shy.
Which is funny, because I guess they're not shy about
it. They can run into a burning
fires,
building, but they can't be on a podcast.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder if any of them were the ones who came out last night when the fire alarm went off. Anyway.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, that's Decatur, though. Decatur has its own separate.
So probably not.
Yeah,
but
so
anyway, we were trying to find somebody who had actually been to another implosion. Only one guy said that he had been to the Fulton County Stadium implosion, but he didn't want to talk to us. He's very shy about it.
Yeah.
But other than him, we haven't found anybody who's actually been to one of these things.
Most of the construction workers don't
speak English.
Don't speak English, yeah, so that's a problem.
Although it would give me a good chance to practice my Spanish, but I don't know the word for implosion.
Yeah.
Probably implosion.
Yeah. But let's describe the building here. What does it look like now?
Well, it's been...
They've already torn most of the parking garage down that was next door to it.
There was a bank building, like an outpost building of the bank that was for, I guess, a drive-through branch there that was on the corner here of Juniper and Ponce. So that's completely gone. About half of the parking deck is gone. The building itself, they haven't totally gutted it because there's things like stairwells remaining, but one of the outer walls is completely gone, and all the flooring and, you know, ceiling and all that kind of stuff, that's all gone. So it's
one of the looks like some concrete out of the middle of it, or some of the marble brick or whatever that is, looks like it's been yanked out of the middle too.
Yeah, it's looking pretty rough.
Yeah.
So it's about to be a pile of rubble.
There's no going back now.
Nope. All right.
I kind of want to run up there and go, wait, stop.
No, wait.
Oh,
it got pardoned.
It got pardoned. Yeah, nice. Well, apparently anybody who isn't a company employee is getting kicked out of our little observation spot that we thought was pretty cherry.
We're being asked to move one block away.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going now. Although most people are congregating more like half a block away. So I think that's what we're going to do, unless they push us further down.
Yeah, I think we'll just stand here.
All right, so now we've moved over onto North Avenue near the Walgreens. Standing here with a gentleman. Is this your first implosion?
This is my first implosion.
And you were saying you live in the building over there?
I live in the building adjacent to the one that's being torn down on the same block, the condo building.
You need to be across the street.
Were you evacuated?
Yes, we were told to evacuate at 7 o'clock.
So I guess is that who all those people down there are?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of them.
Because there's a lot of people out here.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on this? Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm excited to see it.
All right, well.
I'm a little nervous.
Are you a little worried about your building?
I am a little worried. They've taken good precaution, though, and my cat is in a safe place.
So do you have insurance or something in case something goes terribly wrong?
And the building falls on top of you. Not that I'm trying to scare you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
That's okay.
How How did they tell you about the implosion?
They put a notice under our door. They also communicated with our condo association, and we just basically came home, a lot of us from work, and saw the notice, and then they had a formal email communication about reimbursing us for our time and the fact reiterate the point that we need to be out.
Yeah. And how much are they giving you for that?
$180.
Well, that's pretty good. Are you happy with that settlement?
I would say I am, considering that I'd probably be out and about on a Saturday anyway, so to me that's just money for my trip next weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks. But we seem to be getting to that time. It's a little, what is it, about 2 or 3 after 8?
I don't know.
Something like that?
Something like that.
So it ought to be going down any time. I heard him yelling on a bullhorn up there just a minute ago, but I don't know what they were saying.
There's a big mound of dirt there to the left of that, of the building there.
Maybe that's to help.
Cushion it?
Yeah, or maybe to help keep the debris on the bottom from pushing itself out. But yeah, that dirt mound looks like it's at least 5 or 6 feet tall, maybe even taller.
Yeah, it's pretty tall.
Pretty good turnout here. Did I guess we did mention the people on the building on the other side there, didn't we?
Up on the roof?
Yeah, up on the roof, like on the building to the left of that.
Yeah, there's
Bank of America Tower. Yeah, it's like a game in Wrigley.
It's a party up there.
It's a party.
Hell of a lot of people out here.
Looks like even the EMS people over here are trying to record this with their camcorders. Here's your taxpayer dollars at work. That's from the Grady Health System.
Guy walking up there. Yeah, what's that about?
So I guess they're not doing the implosion right now.
I guess not right this second.
Yeah, it'll be like a Bugs Bunny cartoon when they have the little thing. Hey, this didn't go off.
Somebody go in there and keep going on.
Go flip that switch a few times.
It's very Dr. Strange love. Oh, let me just go down into the bomb chamber here.
Yeah.
See if I can get it to release.
Yeah, he's about to
throw in
the corner.
There's a siren.
What's going on? It's about 10 after 8 and the building is still there.
Yeah. Still there.
Some guy ran up to Peachtree, and so we don't know what he's doing. He's going for a stroll.
Yeah. I kind of like
it. Oh, there's the person. There's a person walking up there.
There he is, walking up.
You know what? They may be as close as the edge of that back of that church, though. The people who are actually doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
At where? That truck?
Yeah, right in this little area. That's where the guy said that the demolition crew
was set up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not funny to think of the building going off while that guy's standing there, but then again, like, the image of him kind of scrambling is kind of funny to me. Yeah. I bet you wouldn't see anybody run faster than that guy would from a building imploding behind him.
He's just chilling up there. He's just strolling.
Yeah. 15 after 8, and the building is still here. Oh, God, he's running up toward the building.
With a hammer.
I'm going to take it down piece by piece.
Well, some fireman just gave a signal. Wonder what that was about. Unlike Fox News, we're not going to speculate. We're not going to say, hey, look, he's running. He must have committed a crime.
Right.
Well, there's no other.
Yeah.
Well, did anyone run?
Yeah.
Because, you don't run for any other reason than you committed a crime.
Especially wearing a hat like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those bastards in their hats.
Mm-hmm. There's your crime. Crime of passion.
Fashion crime, yeah. He's a fashion criminal. Uh-oh. This might be it. Sirens are blaring. Camera's ready with camera in hand.
Aw.
Just kidding. So that got my hopes up that I was going to see a building explode or implode.
Oh, they were saying 5 minutes over there. That's what he said.
Okay, well, at least we're getting closer.
Supposedly.
Maybe.
8:30.
Yeah, whatever.
8:30-ish.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to blow up a building, you know, a little noonish.
We'll get around to it.
I know we said 8, but, you know, they're not going to care. It's just their lives being inconvenienced.
It's a beautiful day.
No, I'm fine with it. Yeah. But if I lived in the condos, I might be pissed. You know, what do I know? I don't live in the condos.
Looking forward to breakfast.
Oh.
Joe was saying they might be eating somewhere. I don't know. We can talk to them after. Yeah.
Okay, is this it for real?
Well, here's another siren.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, hey, look, another siren. Wait, we've established there's Cowboy Bob and
we were watching the like homeless people like all come down to the building last week. Mm-hmm. I wonder how well they had to search that building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because they had to take out anything that could be set on that could catch fire in there, basically. Like all the insulation, all the furniture, all the carpeting, everything.
They had that even like the bank vaults. They were like piled up on the side of the building.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah, like a big, you know, just about.
Wow.
Probably hundreds of them. And probably at least, maybe even 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big building.
Wow. Where'd they put them?
Just dump them on the side of the building.
I want a bank vault.
Yeah.
It was just a door. I mean,
oh, okay,
the
well,
the
I want a door to fit on my apartment.
That's still cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must have a small apartment because they're pretty small doors.
Yeah.
It's going to be a door to my window.
Yeah, it could open up in the middle of the door.
Okay. So these are like little tiny. Well, it could be like
a safe deposit box?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah.
But there must have been an actual bank vault.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the Wachovia.
Yeah.
Well, I had the image in my head of like that vacuum sealed walk in vault for some reason.
No,
but
no.
Like you see.
There must have been one of those, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was in a room somewhere.
Yeah.
With a big door like that.
Yeah. Let's see what time it is and when the building actually imploded. It looks like it imploded at 8:25 a.m. So,
all right, building's
well, I guess
gone.
That does it. Thanks for talking to us, guys. Have a good morning. So, the building, it was interesting because you heard the explosions and the building kind of sat there for a minute. And then after the explosions finish, you see it just topple like a deck of cards.
Yeah, you started to hear the explosions, and then I saw from the middle a little few, you know, billows of smoke starting, and then it started.
And the whole thing just went down, and then a cloud of dust kind of went out, and it almost went out like in a, it looked like a flower or something blooming.
And there is a lot of dust and smoke just around that area.
Yeah.
Spreading out for several blocks now.
Yeah, it's completely engulfed the buildings next door to it.
And I managed to get about 3 photos showing the sequence of events, you know, because the camera isn't that fast.
No,
so I couldn't get rapid fire, but I took one as soon as I heard the explosion starting, and then I took another one where it was about halfway down, and then the third one was when it was, you know, pretty much mostly down. And then I took a bunch of others showing the big dust cloud.
Yeah.
And those will be on Flickr.
Yeah. Well, can you think of anything else we need to add to this?
song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.